Vacationing in the Fur Trade District. The question was authenticity. Silver Indian bracelet, turquoise beads. You said sterling, 925. I said nickel. Cannot find the stamp. And we left the pawn shop's dim arcade, your face transparent before watches in the window's glass. On Queens West, leather jackets in a store called Skin and Bone. Jeweled phoenixes that rose straight from my high school feathered roach clip days. Parallel wall mirrors sent soapstone beavers and rawhide drums off in rows. You wanted one small drop of blue for your right ear, the cost splitting a pair. An infant squawked and sucked a fist in the back room, his mother stitching moose skin surrounded by fur. You said, my old lover would like this. She collected pelts. I looked at the tied feet and noses, bear, bobcat, minx, deer, cow, 20 skunktails in a barrel. I thought of zoophilia, woman who married a bear, a frog, a swan, who fed a cobra milk and then fell in love. Or the man who married a horse, a goat, a bird he held to his chest and carried everywhere. I thought of each pelt as you, your skin. Remembered the man who stoned two dogs to death and hung them in a tree. His only cure, to marry the dog's sister in an elaborate ceremony, a feast for 1,000 guests. I thought about the difference, a dog in a white dress. That night you worried about my carrying on, crying, raccoon eyes, my leaps between our hotel beds. Then catatonia, unable to sleep in that tower of 500 rooms, all with the same portrait above the bed, a naked beauty cavorting against a furred beast, he a psychedelic square of hair, she S-shaped, pale, sleek. I prayed our marriage would ward off bad omens, dreamt of cages, stroked your hair. I couldn't tell whose skin was whose. I dreamed I was your animal, let me be your animal, but then I woke and found our bodies hairless in the mollusk-colored room.